I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. Opening the 11th Annual Irish Cultural Festival in Eugene, the UO School of Music and Dance presents Irish traditional musician Mick Maloney in Bell Hall on Friday, March 7th, joined by Michelle Mulcahy and Dana Lynn. Maloney's recorded over 40 albums of traditional Irish music, as well as having a prominent career as a folklorist. He was the recipient of the National Heritage Award from the National Endowment for the Arts, the highest honor a traditional artist can receive in the United States. He joins us at KLCC by phone. Hi, Mick.
Hello. How are you, Eric?
Doing well. Well, what characterizes traditional Irish music as opposed to the more modern forms that have spread throughout the U.S.?
Well, it's harder and harder to make a distinction these days, but in general, traditional music is the older form of music. It had its origins in the rural parts of Ireland, particularly in the West. And instrumentally, it would be played on instruments like the fiddle and the flute and the Uilleann pipes, the accordion, the concertina, the tin whistle, and the tenor banjo, which came into the culture in the mid-19th century. At least the banjo did. And I'm a tenor banjo player. And now we're joined by all sorts of other instruments, the key various kinds of keyboards, the guitar, the bouzouki, coming in from Greece in the 1960s, and you might find a didgeridoo or two in an Irish session. It seems like there's all sorts of possibilities these days. But generally, the term traditional music would refer to the older, rurally based forms of music that have come down to us and that are now really part of a global culture.
My name is Tim MacDonald. I'm a native of the Isle. I was born among old Aaron's bogs and left when but a child. My granddad fought in 98 for liberty so dear. He fell upon old Vinegar Hill as an Irish volunteer. So raise the harp of Aaron, boys, the flag we all revere. We'll fight and fall beneath its folds like Irish volunteers. So raise the harp of Aaron, boys, the flag we all revere. We'll fight and fall beneath its folds like Irish volunteers.
Mick Maloney with music from Far From the Shamrock Shore on KLCC. You'll be representing that in trio on stage when you come to Eugene. Tell me about the players that you'll be working with.
Very special young women. There's Michelle Mulcahy. I've known her since she was 11, and she's All-Ireland champion on the concertina, the button accordion, and the fiddle, and the harp. And she's, I suppose, best known as a virtuoso harp player, and she'll be bringing her harp with her to Eugene. Dana Lynn she's a virtuoso Irish fiddle player living in New York, and also she does a lot of avant-garde music and recently composition. So these are extraordinary women and they're great friends.
Are there things in your repertoire that evening that you'd like to highlight here?
I like to do songs of emigration. I like to include both Irish and Irish-American songs and tunes in the music. I've been here 41 years, so I feel I'm straddled between both cultures, you know. And I'm particularly attracted to songs that were created in the Irish experience in America, songs about the Irish on the canals and on the railroads and in our urban politics and tenement life, but also interested in the older songs from Ireland, particularly the songs of emigration, and of course the instrumental music.
Tracing music is a great way to learn aspects of history, particularly in terms of international relations. So how does that play out in terms of what we in the U.S. can learn from Irish music and Irish history?
Well, I think that the music, we're a culture that really expresses, has always expressed. We were a colonized culture, of course, and we were denied access traditionally to the media, the conventional media. So we expressed a lot of our concerns through songs and music. And because we became English-speaking under colonization, our songs perhaps have had a longer shelf life in America because they're in the English language than, say, some other immigrant or ethnic groups. But I think that we're just part of a large tapestry of experiences from various cultures that have imprinted on America in a variety of ways. And I would hope that when people hear how rich the Irish culture is, that they would explore, if they're from other ethnicities, explore the depth of their own cultures as well. And I love to do collaborations with, say, Jewish musicians, with African-American musicians, indeed musicians of any kind, because we have a shared story of leaving an old land and coming to a new land and making a life there. And I think the music really documents that story in a very epic way.
I am a decent Irishman, just come from Ballyfad. Oh, I want a situation and I want it mighty bad. A position I saw advertised, 'tis a thing for me, says I. With a dirty spalpeen ended with, no Irish need apply. Oh, says I, but that's an insult, but to get this place I'll try. So I went to see the blackguard with, no Irish need apply. While some may think it a misfortune to be christened Pater Dan, but to me it is an honour to be born an Irish man.
Mick Maloney with No Irish Need Apply on KLCC. Mick Maloney bringing traditional Irish music to the Eugene Irish Cultural Festival on Friday evening, March 7th at Bell Hall. And even traditional music must continue to evolve over time, as we all do, so that's a part of that evolution to bring those other elements in.
It is, and I think if you come from a strong musical culture, and in Ireland it's a very strong culture, you know, a lot of the industrial zones of Europe lost their folk cultures, because when you drag people from the countryside into the city and make them work 12 hours a day, 6 days a week, there's not any energy to become anything other than a consumer of culture, really. And we were, in hindsight, we were fortunate in Ireland that we had this great repository of art, and we were potato farmers tucked away at the edge of Europe. And when folk traditions were being obliterated in industrial nations like the Netherlands and Germany and the United Kingdom, our traditions were thriving. And now we're sort of the envy, in a way, of many of the European nations that come to hear our traditional music, because it was allowed to, in a way, almost ironically, to flourish in poverty and under colonialism.
What else about Irish culture do you wish to bring to the folks of Eugene when you come here in the show on Friday?
Well, I think the stories behind the tunes and the songs. If you're a folk musician of any kind or traditional musician, you're fortunate in that the music comes to you through a long history. So it's embedded in all sorts of different associations you would have with the past and even your own life. We always make sure to weave in a lot of the stories behind the songs and the tunes into our concerts.
Well, we look forward to having you here back in Eugene.
Listen, I'm really looking forward to it. I can't remember how many years it's been. More's the pity. I always enjoyed my trips to Eugene. The weather always reminded me of County Limerick.
It still will.
I bet it will, yeah.
Mick Maloney, who will bring Irish traditional music to Bell Hall on the UO campus in Eugene on Friday, March 7th. He'll be joined by multi-instrumentalist Michelle Mulcahy and fiddler Dana Lynn. The concert opens the annual Irish Cultural Festival, which runs Friday and Saturday. The concert is presented by the UO School of Music and Dance as part of its World Music Series. For tickets and information about the concert, music.uoregon.edu or eugeneirishfest.org. And for more on Mick Maloney, mickmaloney.com. Thanks again for your time today, Mick.
It's an absolute pleasure, Eric.
Thank you. For KLCC, I'm Eric Allen.